David Hollander is an investment advisor with Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Liberty Group, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and insurance is offered through Lifetime Planning Marketing Incorporated. All investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing.
The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, chairman and founder of the Liberty Group, LLC.
And tell me that my lonesome nights are over.
Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family. I am David Hollander. I am your host, and it's so great to be with you this morning. Can you breathe in the fresh air? Wow, what a difference a week makes. Anyway, people around here, well, they call me the Sandman. That's right, you heard right. That's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. That's because I am a financial advisor and an attorney. We're broadcasting live right now out of our studio here in downtown Oakland. So if you have a question about something that maybe just happened to you, or you don't know what to do, or maybe you just visited mom over Thanksgiving and you know she needs help, but you don't know where to start, tweet me your question at PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA Radio. Do it now. If you or your parents or even your grandparents have served or are currently serving in our armed forces, first of all, thank you for your service. Second, you don't want to miss out on today's show because it's dedicated to you. I'm going to share with you what I have found to be the best financial strategies for military families. We're going to help you save money, invest better, and use all the tax-saving benefits that are available to you and your family. So today we are saluting those who serve. It's going to be a great education. So keep it tuned right here. Now, let's get started. This was a short but dramatic week on Wall Street. As we saw the Thanksgiving holiday and the market not have a full run on Friday, but overall, wow, oil and tech were just the, the catalyst, you could call it, that just brought the market down. Both of them, some of them actually, not all of them, but some of the tech names and some of the oil names, price of oil per barrel is certainly in a bear market. And that means that it's down over 20% from its recent high to where it is now. That is a bear market by definition. And some of these stocks are right in there. So I know, you know, that's what's been affecting the market. These stocks have helped push it up and now they're pulling it back down. And we saw that. There was a punishment on Monday. You saw the Dow and down over 3%. Tuesday was painful. All the index were down another 2%. And for the week, the S&P 500 was in correction territory. It's different than a bear. The bear is over 20 and the correction's over 10. But the S&P 500 off 10% from its recent high to finish the week down 3.8%. Dow off 4.4%. NASDAQ off 4.3%. So you ask me, when is this going to end? I wish I knew. I wish I had a crystal ball and I could tell you it's going to end tomorrow. But I just don't know. I think there could be a little bit more downward pain. I mean, I'm not seeing the panic that you usually see when it's a market bottom. People are really keeping their wits about. In fact, the VIX, which measures volatility, is right around 21. This suggests people aren't panicking. So everybody's kind of waiting for it, which is really good. That's what I'm doing. And I think it's going to be okay. Now, look, the economy is slowing. This is true. But the question overall, is it because of the tax benefits, the tax cuts? Are those actually ending? Are they fading away into the sugar high that we all know they are? Maybe they are. But the things that the Fed's going to keep looking at to decide whether or not they're going to keep raising rates, because that is also on everyone's mind, is our rates going to keep rising, is unemployment. And so this week coming up, we're going to see the unemployment claims numbers come out. And as long as we see them are in the low 200,000s, that's good. If it starts to get higher than that, then that's not so good. So right now, I expect that to look fine. Consumer confidence is also coming out this week. That's another indicator that they take a look at, something that I take a look at. And I think it's still high. I mean, I'm sure you were out yesterday for Black Friday. I mean, check these numbers out. Black Friday, shoppers evidently have spent or close to spending $23 billion. Can you imagine that? $23 billion in one day? That's what we're talking about yesterday. And that's up $2 billion. $2 billion from a year ago. So this is serious. I mean, people are out there.
Why make trillions when we could make billions?
Exactly. So anyways, $2 billion positive. Not a bad day for retailers. And I like this. You know, this is interesting. A lot of people now are saying that this all starts at Halloween. And so I don't know if you saw this, but the internet for buying, this is all the retailers who offer goods for Thanksgiving Day. This was the biggest online shopping day in the history of measuring this kind of stuff. This just happened Thursday. So I'm telling you, the consumer is not going away. They're coming in droves. They're spending money. And we saw 40% more sales volume yesterday than on any average day during the holiday season. I mean, that's incredible. It's incredible. So that's all good. That's good stuff. Now, what about oil? Oil continues to be a problem. And you have oil stocks and they're on the Dow. And so those drag down the index. And for the week, I mean, get this, for the week, oil was down 8%. Yeah, it finished the week at a little over $50 a barrel. Now, could it get in the 40s a barrel? I mean, imagine that. People are talking about $100 oil. Now we're talking about $40 oil. It's a big move. It lost a third of its value since October 3rd. I mean, think about that. Down over 30% in just a little over a month. So things aren't that bad when you start to think about your portfolio, if you're diversified, particularly when you look at these individuals. And that's why you don't own individual stocks, is you can get punished, even though they sound so great. When they're going up, they go down a lot faster. And so what's driving oil down? What's going on? How long will this go on? Here's what's happening. The U.S. is really kind of battling with Saudi Arabia behind the scenes. We're pumping. We're pumping a lot. And so are they. And so as long as we keep putting more supply out there, it's supply and demand, simple as that. At some point, even though it benefits us in terms of the price at the pump. And I was driving around the other day. I was actually back in the East Coast area over the holiday. And I was thinking about, among other things, the price of oil and how cheap it is back there. But, you know, at some point, low-priced oil stops to benefit all of us. Even though it gets cheaper at the gas pump, that only goes so far. And then it's about the taxes that come off of oil sales that help the economy. So, you know, low oil is really not that great a thing for a long period of time. We need that to support a lot of the industries around the country. So, you know, just think about that. Also, the other fear that's out there about the price of oil has to do with 2019, the market slowing down. People feel like the interest rates and the world economy are starting to all slow down. And that's also having an effect on oil because if productivity is down, so will the price of oil. Consider this. The national debt right now is over $23 trillion. And some people are pretty concerned about that. And in the short run, I think that actually is a good thing. Why? It's like leverage. It's like when you buy a house on leverage. It's good for a period of time. You're buying a bigger asset. You're using bank money to do it. But if you don't pay it down, you know what happens. Over the long run, it can become a problem. And so I think right now, this is helping our economy grow and to continue to grow. But in the long run, this could be a headwind and a problem for everyone, including the entitlement programs. I mean, consider this. There's $54 trillion in unfunded entitlement programs right now. And this is because of our aging society. And so you've got some pretty big numbers coming your way. And that could slow things down. I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow. It's just something you got to be aware of. And so what kind of things you want to be looking at right now? Well, some of this pullback's helped some pretty good stocks. I mean, Walmart, Target, Amazon, Best Buy, all these retailers who pretty much crush that sector. Kind of interesting values right now. So, you know, those are some areas to kind of take a look at. Next week, what are we going to see next week? Well, today I want to say Saturday, this is the small business day. So here locally in the Bay Area, here's what I want you to do. Today, I want you to go out and go to a mom and pop shop. Go in there and buy something from them because you got to support the local people and make sure that they stay in business so they can be here in the long run. And so get out there. Today is Small Business Saturday. And get out there and buy something. All right. So that's today. Next week, we got the consumer confidence coming out Tuesday. That's something I'm definitely going to be paying attention to. And then also Thursday, as I mentioned, the jobless claims, another number we pay attention to. And we'll see the FOMC meeting minutes. They're meeting notes on Thursday as well. I don't expect any surprises there. And as I keep saying, I think they're not going to raise in December. I'm one of those guys who's saying no. So we'll see. All right. When we come back, this is going to be a really great show. I was back east, as I said, and I was walking around D.C. looking at the memorials, looking at the World War II Memorial, the Veterans Memorial. And I thought, wow, what a great idea to give back and say thanks to our veterans. And if you're related to a veteran, you're going to want to hear the show today. Because when I come back, I'm going to explain to you how you can get tax-free money in your savings account for you and your spouse going in and coming out. You're going to want to hear this, how you do it. You're listening to Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If all this volatility has you spooked and you're not sure what direction you should be going, get your free portfolio review right now. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Seen our new website? With a brand new podcast page, you can go hear up-to-date podcasts of our show. Go to LibertyGroupLLC.com and click on the radio tab. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving with your family. I'm also known around here as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. If you or your parents, or even get this, maybe even your grandparents served, that's in the past, or are currently serving in our armed forces, first of all, thank you for your service. Second, you don't want to miss out on today's show because it's dedicated to you. I'm sharing what we have found to be the best financial strategies for military families. We will help you save money, invest better, and use all the tax-saving benefits that are available to you and your family. Since you did serve this country, you deserve these things. And after the Thanksgiving holiday, I want to give thanks to all those who've served or are serving our country right now and serving us. This is our way at Protect Your Assets to give back to you. Now, I was talking about, I just got back from the East Coast and I was walking around in DC looking at the memorials, and there's a, you know, pretty impressive array of war memorials. We have the World War II Memorial. It's quite I mean, it's incredible. If you've never seen it, you need to get back there and see it. And then also the Vietnam Memorial and the way that was put together and the way you walk down and you feel like you're just sinking into what that was all about. And anyway, I thought this is a great time to give back to our vets and talk about some of these advantages that you have that are out there that you can use to your benefit. And these are people who are even serving now or who served in the past. And so today's show is going to be all about it. And so for most people, when you contribute to a Roth IRA, as you put that money in, you're taxed on that. And that money is not taxed for veterans. If you're a service member, you can receive, you may know this, you get combat zone pay. And when you get that combat zone pay, that is tax-free. And so you can take that income, which is tax-free, and you can put that into a Roth IRA, and that money grows tax-free. And then when it comes out, it's also tax-free. So this is a way where you can get triple tax-free money that anyone else who didn't serve can't. And so that is a true advantage for you. And I see that as a triple tax-free threat that you should be taking advantage of. And if you're not, then do it. So think about that. It goes in tax-free, it grows tax-free, and it comes out later tax-free. And that's impressive. That's incredible. You just can't beat that. There's nothing else out there like that right now. Now, you can contribute up to $5,500 to a Roth right now in 2018. And next year in 2019, that's going to go to $6,000. Now, this depends also on your income. It can't exceed certain limits. And of course, we have a CPA on staff here who can help you figure that out if you're not sure about that. And if your spouse doesn't work, get this, then he or she can contribute up to the maximum on his or her behalf as well. So you could literally double that contribution if you were able to. And remember, if you're over 50 and you have this type of pay as well, you also get a catch-up on top of that. So you can use the catch-up on top of your regular contribution and possibly put away, you know, some pretty good coin every year. Now, are you trying to buy a retirement house? This is something that's really interesting. A lot of my clients who are thinking about retiring, they're thinking about moving somewhere out of state. And I heard this all over the break about how Florida, particularly in the East Coast, you know, a lot of people up where I was, they're saying it's so cold. It was like 29 degrees and, you know, it's kind of boring. I didn't say that. Anyway, they want to go somewhere where it's exciting and warm all the time. And so Florida and the Carolinas are really popular back east. And so if you're thinking about retiring or buying a retirement house right now, get this. Members of the military, you have access to the Veterans Administration loans. And this is incredible. I started looking into this. And get this. You can get a house with actually no money down. Did you know that? No money down. And on top of that, this is what's even more incredible, is you don't have to pay PMI insurance. That stands for private mortgage insurance. If for most people, if they can't put down over 10%, they're paying PMI on top of their mortgage payment. That payment's just like it's insurance to ensure that you're going to make your mortgage payment, even though you know you are. But they want to insure you to make sure that you do. And so that costs you extra money. And that's just like throwing money down the drain. But get this, if you're a veteran, you don't need that. You don't need any of that. And plus, you could don't put no money down. So you want to buy a house in Florida right now or the Carolinas and do it for no down and get it financed through the VA and no PMI. I mean, this is good stuff. So another big perk for you is, get this, there should be a tax-free housing allowance. Did you know that? So when you get your housing allowance, this monthly subsidy, which could cover all or even part, it may not cover the whole thing, but it could cover part of this retirement home we're talking about. This should be tax-free, and you shouldn't be paying tax on that income. And you can use that instead of paying rent, use it to pay a mortgage payment as long as you're in the military. And then if you're going to retire and go down there and use that place and live there, then use this pay to help fund that. So you can, and that's tax-free income to you. So to see the value of the subsidy, again, we're talking about the monthly subsidy covering your housing allowance. And this is going to vary based on your rank, as you know, where you live and whether you have dependents or not. Here's what you want to do. Check your leave and earnings statement. Okay, it's on your leave and your earnings statement. And this is also known as your pay stub. And you want to see on there what your basic allowance for housing is and any other special benefit you have. And if you need help with any of this, you can always give us a call anytime you want. But think about this. If you're purchasing a retirement home, or maybe you're just thinking about doing it, remember, if you put little or no money down, I want to stress this, and this goes for anybody who's out there buying a home right now too. If you're putting little or no money down and the real estate market changes or crashes, which I think could happen again, and maybe not in the too distant future, here's what's going to happen. You could end up being upside down on your home. What does that mean? Well, if the price you paid today in the correction or in the market cycle is worth less than your mortgage amount, when that happens, you're going to lose all the equity you built up. So if you put a down payment on that house, it's gone. It evaporates just like, it's like smoke. It's gone. And any equity you may have built up during this market cycle, you may be looking at your home equity right now in Zillow and going, wow, I made a couple $100,000 on this house. Aren't I smart? Well, that can go away too, really quick. And this kind of thing happens all the time. And it's kind of like pulling the pin on the grenade. And you're not sure, it's an old grenade and it's been sitting around, you're not sure when it's going to blow up. That's kind of what this is like too. So it's a matter of time. And you just don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but it could happen. So remember, if you put little money down or you put any money down on a piece of property and you're not truly sure about whether you're going to live there or not, I would think about that. You know, if you know you're going to retire down there and it's tax-free and it makes sense for you, then of course you can go ahead and do it. But right now, try and get yourself, there's some good values out there in real estate. You don't have to be buying in a particularly hot market. And if you're getting closer to retirement, you're likely trying to make heads or tails on what all your options are. Maybe you're concerned about retiring right before the market takes a nosedive, which, like I said in the beginning, it could go down a little bit more. But big falls in the market can have a real impact on when you can retire and also how long your money's going to last in retirement. Have you thought about how much income you're going to need when you retire? Do you have a plan to ensure that you have more than enough retirement income that's going to come in each month? Well, you probably could use some help. We can show you how it may be possible to retire with more income and more confidence through our exclusive on-track retirement review process. As part of our on-track retirement review, we're going to run a retirement income analysis to see how you can maximize your income in retirement and minimize your tax bill. What that means to you is that you could focus on enjoying retirement instead of worrying about falling short. Remove the gray area, wondering if you'll have enough to last. Take action now. Request your complimentary on-track retirement review right now. Give me a call at 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. If you're not 100% confident that your current plan will create the income you need in retirement without fail, then doesn't it make sense to get our free on-track retirement review? Pick up the phone, talk to a member of my squad right now. Dial this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Call now. Coming up on Protect Your Assets, find out how your parents and grandparents may be protected from long-term care if they served in the armed forces. This is one benefit that could save your family hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I know you were just back with them over the holidays, so maybe they want to know about this. Find out what it is and how you can help. It's all coming up next, so keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow.
See,
Rest is not idleness. And to lie sometimes on the grass under trees on a summer's day, listening to the murmur of the water or watching the clouds float across the sky is by no means a waste of time. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Oh, yes. And breathing clean air. Wow, that's great too. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Don't you miss Lionel Richie? God, I heard that song the other day and I thought, you know, we lived in some good times. What a great, great, great entertainer. Well, I hope you and your family had a nice Thanksgiving Day. You know, I was back in D.C. last week, and when I was walking around the mall through the World War II Memorial, it just hit me. I thought a great way for me to give back today was to say thank you to all our veterans who have served and for anybody serving right now. Thank you for your service, and I wanted to share with you today some of the best financial strategies for military families that I've uncovered all these years in my practice. And I've seen this happen too many times. Long-term care can seriously devastate any family. In fact, I equate it to walking into your house and stepping on a poorly crafted IED. It doesn't kill you, but you wish it had, because the stress, the fatigue, and the years of grief have just started, and you know it. And maybe you were back somewhere this holiday season, or maybe you were here and you had your family come see you, and you know that mom or dad's just getting a little bit slower. You can see it. And you're starting to get worried. What's going to happen next? What am I going to do if this happens or that happens? They wake up one day and don't know who they are, or my mom needs help. What are you going to do? Because think about this. Your parents are thinking about it too, and they're wondering what to do. And as their minds start to, you know, age and develop possibly dementia or Alzheimer's, they don't necessarily know what they don't know. And maybe something physically happens where they were out walking, trying to stay healthy and fall and break their hip, and now they're down a spiral that can go to deep, dark places. This just happens. So long-term care can really take the shape of any kind of physical assistance that your parents or you are going to need at some point in time. And it's going to be expensive, and you know this. And it could really wipe your family out financially. In fact, I've told this to many people who know my story. It really wiped my grandfather and my grandma out. She had to go back to work after he passed away. So I'm about to share with you something that is downright shocking. In fact, get this, only 5% of those who could qualify for this type of benefit ever applies for. And you may say, well, why is that? Why is that statistic so low? And that's because the vast majority of people simply do not know about this program I'm going to share with you. So get a piece of paper and a pen, and I want you to write this down. If you have anybody in your family who ever was connected to the military or serving, then you're going to want to know about this, because I'm telling you, at some point in time, this is going to matter to you. You don't know yet. You don't see it, but it's going to, because we're talking about an incredible benefit that's actually worth a lot of money to your family and can actually make their lives a lot easier. What am I talking about? Write this down. The Veterans Aid and Attendance Pension Benefit. I'll say it again. Write this down. Veterans Aid and Attendance Pension Benefit. It's also known as the A&A benefit. This benefit, write this down, can provide up to $1,794 per month to a veteran, $1,153 to a surviving spouse, or $2,127 to a couple. All right, so write those numbers down. Now get this. This is tax-free. That's right. It's tax-free money that's available to you for long-term care. Now, if you love this show, then remember, it all starts here on KMBR on Saturdays at 6:80 at 8 a.m. And you can listen to this show anytime you want, every Saturday. We also have our podcast. And I want you to go to our website, libertygroupllc.com, and you can click on our podcast and listen to any show you want. Or you can always Google us at Protect Your Assets. We're on Spotify and on Apple iTunes. And you can always go back and listen to these shows. And I don't want you to miss this. This money I'm speaking about right now is tax-free. And this can be used for, get this, in-home care. So you may have a mom or an uncle or a grandpa who served in the military who wants to stay in their home and get care. This benefit can be used for that. And that is unique. So this is something can be used for home care, board and care, assisted living, or, as we all know, the private paid nursing homes. This benefit can be used for all of that types of costs that your family member will incur when they need help. That's what this money's for. This money is helpful for many vets and their families because neither Medicare nor Medicaid is going to pay for your assisted living or your home care. Remember that. This is important. This money can be used for home care or assisted living. Your Medicare and your Medicaid cannot. It's kind of like a private nursing home insurance policy you haven't had to pay into, but it's out there. And again, only 5% of you are getting this benefit. But like private insurance, there are certain qualifications that you're going to have to meet before you can apply and succeed in getting your benefit. Now, what are they? Well, here's some, again, on the back of the envelope, some notes you want to write down. How to qualify. To qualify for this benefit, a veteran or his or her spouse must meet these requirements. And these are some of them. Wartime service. The veteran had to have served at least 90 days of active duty with at least one day during one of the specified wars. He or she must have had an honorary discharge. Financial need. This is a means test. And so the assets have to be under $80,000. Now, this excludes your home or your car. And you may say, well, $80,000 isn't a lot. And these folks may have more than that. That doesn't necessarily matter. And if you get yourself with a good attorney who understands these sort of things, and they can help you qualify for all of your estate planning and long-term care needs. The VA takes into consideration countable income also as part of the assets that they're looking at. The veteran's or spouse's monthly income will include Social Security, pensions, IRA distributions, minus the cost of your assisted living or home care. And the other thing you have to consider are medical need. Now, this is not something that you don't get unless you have a need for it. And so the veteran or his or her spouse must need assistance with these sort of things: eating, bathing, dressing, walking, toileting or transferring, any one of those, then you could be eligible for this. So currently, it's taking about 6 to 8 months on average to get approved for this benefit. And sometimes it can take over a year. But once the application is approved, it's applied, get this, retroactively to the date that you applied. So you could end up getting a pretty big check if you're around to collect it. That's another important factor of all this. So if you have anybody in your family who's getting close to this, then I want you to think about this. I want you to ask yourself, are you open-minded? Because maybe you're listening to me right now, and you're starting to worry about all the money you're throwing away on the cost of long-term care. Or maybe your mom is slowing down. You just spent Thanksgiving with her, because it could be your dad too. Your dad or your mom are just slowing down. And you can see it's only a matter of time before they're going to need your help, not only physically, but financially. And you're wondering, can you handle that? Remember what Jack Welch said. This was the guy that made GE one of the best companies in the world. And what he said is, change before you have to. I'm going to ask you a question. Why are you waiting until something bad happens to your mom to make a smart move? Waiting until something bad happens is the worst thing you can do. It's like putting your seatbelt on after the car crash. It's not going to help afterwards. You have to put it on before you put the car in gear. Because if you don't, this could devastate your family. You're listening to me right now, and this is your sign. Your peace of mind is too important to be sitting there wondering if your family is on the right track, wondering if your mother-in-law is going to be okay. Because let's face it, a happy wife is a happy life. And if your wife is upset about her mom, then guess what? You're going to be upset about her mom. So find out if your family is on the right track right now. In my office, I have three attorneys who can help you with this sort of an issue. I also have a CPA who can show you the tax benefits I'm talking about. And there's a group of financial advisors who work together to help you put all this together. Don't wait until it's too late. We can help you right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, call this number, 888-588-5818. Don't let your parents' household fall to ruin. Get help now. Dial this number, 888-588-5818. We can help you start the conversation. 888-588-5818. What's one of the lowest costing savings plans around for members of the military or federal workers? I'll tell you how to get this. It's all coming up next on Protect Your Assets. Keep it right here.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. There is a whole new kind of life ahead, full of experiences just waiting to happen. Some call it retirement. We call it bliss. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday. And I was just talking with a friend about how I was flying back on the plane yesterday and just hearing these crazy stories. I mean, why is it when people get together, you know, I haven't seen each other all year, you got to bring stuff up like that? I mean, really? Come on. This one guy said he got in a fight. I can't even believe that. So I hope you had a great one. That didn't happen in your house. And if it did, you just hugged the person and said, you know, I still love you. Anyway, all right. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And this week, you've probably tuned into the most important show when it comes to your retirement and financial life. Other shows are busy pitching this or that. We're talking about the issues that are most important to you and what you want to hear about. Today's episode is no different. We're talking about veterans and people who serve on the armed forces. And if you or your parents or even your grandparents have served or are currently serving in our armed forces, and this show has been dedicated to you. Had a lot of good content earlier, so if you missed any of it, go to our website, libertygroupllc.com. Again, it's libertygroupllc.com, brand new website. And we've got a whole segment on all of our shows, the podcast, and you can listen to them right there, download them, and share this information with your family. I want to wish a happy birthday to Joel Feldman, John Aston, and Mary English. Happy birthday to all of you. So, again, we're talking about parents, grandparents, anyone who's served or currently serving in our armed forces or even other federal careers. First of all, thank you for your service. Second, if you missed any of this show, it was a pretty good one. Go back and listen to the podcast. But I'm sharing today with you the best financial strategies that we have found for military families. Doesn't mean that you had to have served, even if your dad or your mom or your grandpa, they served. There could be benefits for your family that could really help you out. And so we have helped people save money, invest better, and use the tax savings that are available to you and your family. It's a very special segment of the working force. that help our country so much. So after the Thanksgiving holiday, again, we want to give thanks to all those who served or serving our country, serving us. This is our way of protect your assets that we give back to you. So speaking of low cost and saving money, service members have access to one of the lowest cost. Now, this is incredible. This is one of the lowest cost retirement savings plans that are out there, period. It's called this, and you may want to write this down. It's called the Thrift Savings Plan, or it's called a TSP. Now, this charges an annual expense ratio of, get this, 0.038%. That's incredible. And if you have a 401k or other types of plans, you know they have all kinds of fees buried in them, but they're usually 1% to 2%. Now, this one's 0.038%. This is extremely reasonable. And the TSP lets you choose one of five indexed mutual funds, or there's a target date fund. And this target date fund automatically becomes more conservative as your retirement gets closer. But remember, you got to find out what's in that fund, because not all target date funds are immune from market corrections. So just realize that. But consider this. In 2018, you still can contribute up to $18,500 into your TSP. That's a good chunk of change. And if you're receiving tax-free income while you've been deployed, you can boost your contribution. Get this. I couldn't believe this. To $55,000 a year. Yeah. So you could put all of that away, $55,000 a year. Now, in 2019, this is going to go up to $19,000 into a TSP. So next year, if you're starting to do your planning now and you're thinking about what you could do next year, first of all, find out about the TSP. Again, that's called the Thrift Savings Plan. And then start budgeting so you can start to put up more money into that. This year, again, it's $18,000. Next year, 2019, will be $19,000. And you could also put away as much as $56,000 next year if you're receiving that tax-free income we talked about since you were deployed. I talked all about that in the first segment, so go back and listen to that if you missed any of that. But that's tax-free income that you're receiving now, and if you can put that away tax-free, you can, in a sense, create some pretty powerful benefits between this TSP and the Roth I was talking about earlier. You could create some pretty significant tax-free income later when you're retired and when you're going to need it. And now you have access to something called, get this, it's called the Roth TSP. So this is like a Roth IRA, but does not have those income restrictions on it. So not only could you do this TSP, but you also might want to look at the Roth TSP in addition to that and start putting away more money. Because listen, if you're getting closer to retirement, don't go it alone. Many of our clients are former military or families of military. And they choose us because of our experience and our expertise in this area. It's not an area you want to take lightly. Getting the right advice can mean the difference between having a happy retirement or having a retirement filled with confusion and uncertainty. Because as we all know, hopes and dreams can only take you so far. And to retire successfully today, you need a game plan. So I can make this real easy for you right now to get started. Here's how this works. If you've saved at least $250,000 in any kind of account or multiple accounts, just add them together, pick up the phone right now and give my team a call, because we can help you through all of these sort of questions that may be going on in your mind right now. And what you learn in this one meeting could change everything for you, and it will be absolutely free, but you have to call this number. Now, the number is 888-588-5818. Again, pick up the phone. I want to see those phones light up. Come on. 888-588-5818. Pick up the phone. Talk to a member of my team. Again, the number is 888-588-5818. Last time, here's the number. 888-588-5818. I'd like to give a big thanks the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. Executive producer Anthony Kojikari, network manager Kevin Renfer, and of course, all of my fabulous producers back there in the studio, Dion, Matt, Jordan, Andrea, Hayden, thank you so much, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
So please turn on your magic beam, Mr.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.